May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, February 10th, 2024. And today I'll be discussing three newsletters from over the last 2 weeks. First, the newsletter compendium from yesterday called Big Drama with the Tucker Putin Interview. We'll get into that. And then from a week ago, no, actually, it was just about 3 days ago, I did a piece that caused a tremor in the force, which I'll go into, called Gaza Genocide, Pole Shift, and the Solar Flash. Hoo! And if I move fast enough through these first two newsletters, 10 days ago I did a compendium called Liberating Earth with Aquarian Sensibilities. And that speaks more to the frequencies of the current hour, which goes with our Cosmic Weather Report. And the astrology psychology at this time, which I'm tuning into, going into with the show live today with the frequencies of the sun in Aquarius. And yesterday, the moon aligned with the sun for a new moon burst of Aquarius energies that I'm riding high on today. So forgive me if I slip the surly bounds of time and space and take you to etheric realms of cosmic love. So heaven knows there are some high energy quantum coordinates for cosmic love in Earth's electromagnetic fields right now. For example, the moon is right now aligned with Saturn. I mean, it's within 1 degree in the mystical sign of Pisces, the deep mystical energies of Pisces, plus the planet Neptune, which is a deep mystical of all the planets, the energy. It's also the higher octave of Venus. If you can imagine, you know, a higher frequency than the worldly Venus, you got an etheric spiritual energy. And this Neptune is also in Pisces, which is, you got, it's just like you got the double whammy here of deep mystical cosmic energy. So anyway, I'll spare all the cosmic love weather right now because I've got a lot to get into. Let's just say that a lot of sensitive people worldwide have felt things lighten up with the sun and the moon in Aquarius. I mean, look at the global sigh of relief the next couple days with about a billion people worldwide watching the Tucker Carlson interview in Moscow with Russian leader Putin. I mean, do you see how this is diffusing the World War III mania that the deep state's been whipping up in the media? I mean, this lightens things up a lot. I mean, the whole world is waking up to those power elite potentates who are ethical infants, literally making a killing on war, disease, and depopulation agenda. That's a mouthful. I didn't even want to mention it, but you know, this is, you know, reality therapy. We got some serious stuff going on. There's been some really heavy energies that's lightened up the last couple days with all this moon and sun in Aquarius and these deep mystical energies in Pisces. Anyway, all this heavy stuff's about to end with the power elite power trips. I mean, it's about to end one way or the other, and I'll get into that more in the second article. But first, you know, the big news of the Aquarian hour with the big drama with the Tucker Carlson, the Putin interview, which is, some of the stuff is just being published today, this morning. A lot of it was published yesterday in this regard. So this is the first article I'm going to go into. And, you know, it's really all kind of the keynote. And this was published yesterday. I've added to it since then. But it's, you know, the big event, you know, in the collective consciousness, you know, in the cosmic love, Aquarian lightening things up, is this interview. Because here you have, you know, this guy's been demonized by the West, you know, to create antagonism and war. I mean, it's been anything but love your enemy. It's like Russia is our worst enemy. Russia did it. Russia did it. Russia did it. We've heard this ever since Trump was elected. when you know, before, I mean, that, the, you know, the, ever since then, it's been, you know, demonizing Russia, and that Trump is somehow some kind of supporter of, you know, the problem. And then you've got Putin who's saying, and there's a cartoon right at the top of this article, this first newsletter. And again, some of you, those of you that have been watching on a regular basis, realize that you can open another window on your computer screen, and you can follow along with the radio show while scrolling down through the article that was just published. It's on my compendium archives at 2024 Quantum Quickening series. Those who are familiar with the show and with my blog are aware that I'm logging these newsletters. So at any time you can pull them up when you're listening to one of the radio shows where I go over them, and you can actually scroll along and follow as I go down through these newsletter compendiums of videos and articles of the week that you won't see published in lamestream media. So this one begins with this cartoon at the top regarding the big drama with the Tucker Putin interview. And you've got Putin saying, you know, we must stop, in this cartoon. He says, we must stop pedophilia, transgender madness, and Satanism. We must return to Christian values. And there's Biden pointing his finger at him and shaking it, saying, Russia is our worst enemy. Russia is our worst enemy. Russia did it. Russia did it. Russia did it. You know, that energy. Anyway, this has been kind of the drama. I mean, in pushing it now with the whole situation in Gaza, which was, again, the subject of my last newsletter here just a few days ago. And I mean, there was a tremor in the force, you might say, after my last newsletter, Gaza Genocide, Pole Shift, and the Solar Flash. I mean, some readers got as far as the Pole Shift videos and just checked out. I mean, they voluntarily excommunicated themselves. And as one candid friend told me personally, it's difficult to make a shit sandwich taste good. And basically, that compendium on Gaza Genocide, Pole Shift, and Solar Flash, you might say that was a shit sandwich. I mean, anyway, that's the second article I'll go into. But first, you know, this Tucker Carlson thing, I mean, talk about tremors in the force. The lamestream media had conniptions over the Moscow interview between Tucker Carlson and Putin. I mean, the EU politicians, you know, they tried to even impose a travel ban on Tucker. You know, they did not want him talking with Putin and basically do any truth telling that would diffuse. And this is the whole issue, diffusing the World War III powder keg that they've been building up, you know, so that the arms manufacturers, the military industrial complex can just make a killing on, you know, on endless war. I mean, it's been pretty crazy for a long time, but it's reaching a point of nuclear madness where they're pushing Putin to the point where, the U.S., whoever would trigger, when you got a nuclear standoff and it's, you know, they're both into preemptive warfare and attack the enemy before they attack you, and it gets to that kind of madness, then we got a real problem. So this diffused a lot of that madness. I mean, this could well be Tucker's most viewed broadcast, which sometimes he has 500 million views. I wouldn't be surprised if he has 1 billion views on this one. This is the full interview. I provide a link to it. You can read it. But in the meantime, a little backstory here. I mean, there is that the deeply entrenched neocon agenda of demonizing Putin, you know, to take down Russia, is outed and busted big time by this interview. Because it gives the history, it gives the backstory that Putin isn't the enemy. Be going into that more, but you know, Putin has not been the enemy. Putin has not been the one that's been creating, you know, endless wars in the Middle East and causing, what was it, 500,000 or 1 million Iraqi children to die, and not to mention all the adults. I could go on and on and on. All the endless wars from Vietnam, you know, right on through all this Middle East insanity. it's been building up to a powder keg, and this diffused it somewhat. I mean, I realize that some readers have seen Putin in the same way as Pole Shift, you know, unspeakable dread. So, you know, keep an open mind, but yet this is like another, this newsletter is like another, believe it or not, special report. So the mind has a lot in common with an umbrella and a parachute. It only works when open. So open up to some healthy food for thought with some amazing videos from this last week in this show, in this newsletter, in this compendium. So it goes on, beginning with several things, several articles that are really exceptional that have been published the last week in preparation for and now during this major disclosure between Dr. Carlson and Putin. A lot of disclosure stuff. There's a five-minute excerpt, a video, where Putin goes through 30 years of Russia seeking peace with the West, which you never hear about in the West, because when they're branding someone an enemy, they never talk about the, you know, any motions towards peace. They all they do is refer to reasons to fear, hate, and point the finger to create an enemy to wage war with, basically. That's the kind of insanity that's been going on for a long time. So the five-minute overview, it's like a wake-up call for a lot of people that thought Putin was, you know, absolutely, you know, the devil incarnate. And that kind of insanity, you know, which is not Christian. I mean, there was no love your enemy energy coming from the Biden administration for Putin's administration. There's none of that, but there is a general neutral, you know, trying to co-create, cooperate, and coexist. I like when Putin in the interview, and there's a full interview. You can watch the whole thing. The five minute excerpt that I provide on the website is excellent in the way that I like the way Putin talked about the two hemispheres of the brain. You've got a left brain and a right brain, and he talks about the right brain being more intuitive, the left brain being more logical and linear. And he said, well, you got two hemispheres of the world also. And it says, just as the brain hemispheres, you've got to work together. There's got to be co-creation, cooperation, you know, coordination between East and West. There's got to be communication. Communication is a two-way process. It's not one way. And we've been just getting one side of the story about Putin in the lamestream media because they have an agenda to create and manage war, you know, to own and control more of the physical and human resources of the planet. You know, as the globalists, that's what they do. So anyway, there was another excerpt that I printed out, dialogue between Tucker Carlson and Putin. Tucker says, are you following what's happening on the U.S. southern border? This is an excerpt, again, from the interview. And Putin says, actually, yes, it's part of my daily briefing. We Russians find it ironically amusing that your Congress will spend billions protecting foreign borders but neglect your own. It's quite laughable, but deadly. People are dying daily crossing your border in an uncontrolled way. It's a free-for-all. The world hasn't seen anything like it in the modern era. It's reckless for a country to throw itself wide open like that. Tucker says, is Russia taking advantage of the border situation in any way? Putin, no. Why should we? We don't have to do a thing. America is self-destructing. And as Napoleon said, don't stand in the way of your enemy destroying themselves. So Tucker said, so then you do see America as an enemy. Putin said, no, that was just a saying. But the current administration is definitely not a friend. And Tucker says, well, can that be changed? Putin says, that's why you have elections. A little dry humor there, but this is followed by an article. This is a break before I get into a more positive orientation, but this is an article about the United Nations destroying the United States, and the article's title is called UN Budgets Millions of Dollars for U.S.-Bound Migrants in 2024, Sabotaging National Sovereignty. And this, you know, this is it's an excellent article that goes into public documentation showing that cash handouts to help feed, transport, and house people that are headed for the U.S. border. So the United States is funding. They're actually funding U.S.-bound migrants. They're helping to cash handouts to help feed, transport, and to house people headed for the U.S. border. So that's kind of a little bit of a reality report. Again, this too shall pass. This is just, you know, sometimes things get worse before they get better. The old cosmic two-step, you know, two steps forward, one step back, and two steps forward and one step back. So I definitely say we're right on the edge of two steps forward, but we're still dealing with realities that are nefarious, to say the least. So here's an image, a graphic that you can click on to go to the article and videos. It's from the Society of Problem Solvers, and it says, help. And these are big, bold cap letters that says, help. Let's build a new system that makes our current corrupted systems obsolete. That's a classic quote from Buckminster Fuller. It's a paraphrase of what he always said, you know, don't fight the existing system, create a new system that makes the old system obsolete. And again, this is saying, help, let's build a new system that makes our current corrupted systems obsolete. So what I'm saying is, this is an organization. You can go and check out the website for yourself. And they're saying they need some help. Well, I need some help too, folks. I mean, if you're a visionary with a golden age vision of how good things could be for everyone on Earth, check out this Society of Problem Solvers. You know, the picture above, click on it or tap on it and check it out. I mean, it would really help if someone investigated this and to see if they are for real. And the way you can do that is share with them the Aquarian Quantum Age solution for global transformation with light and love. You know, sharing the linked websites on Global Telecom and Global Telecare. And I've got the links there. You can create your own, you know, as you get into forums or groups or, you know, check out the Society of Problem Solvers, you know, ask around or in the right places, what about this Global Telecom and Global Telecare? To see, I mean, you'll discover if they have the bandwidth to process that much solution, the Society of Problem Solvers, if they've got the bandwidth to process that much solution for all of us, the United Sovereigns of Earth, you know, sovereign individuals and nations. So this is one way you can pay it forward and reap the benefit. You know, what goes around comes around. You know, just imagine the evolutionary ascent momentum for yourself and global civilization to the extent you assist, you know, our conscious evolution revelations with an alliance of light workers and lovemakers who are linking the light, either linking the light, information's ecology, recycling general knowledge to generate specific wisdom, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. So as the old order of top-down tyranny disintegrates, which is happening with the Great Awakening, you're seeing the snakes scurry under the rocks. But a whole new order of bottom-up co-creation is integrating while top-down tyranny is disintegrating. And to make the point, there's a really good 5-minute video that follows called The Desperate Failing Plan for a New American Century. And it's a Reese report. And those who have followed Reese reports know they're excellent. They're all about 5-6 minutes long as a general rule. They're short, but they're really condensed truth-telling, you know, the powerful truth-telling. And if Aquarius is anything, it's the spirit of the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me, God, love, source, I am, you know, the truth. Truth and love was the two big things Gandhi talked about, you know, healing all the problems with colonialism. Of course, we got oligarchical colonialism going on, you know, in the world right now. We're transcending and transmuting it. You know, we're kind of in the deep muddy, you know, with the Aquarian Awakening hitting the wall of deep state desperados who are failing in their plan, their agenda for call it a new world order. They called it the New American Century, which, you know, basically planned and plotted the whole thing. And this goes into it, you know, the whole thing with 9/11, you know, and the whole agenda with the neocons and Israel. And anyway, that plan is failing. It can't exist with the instant everywhere interactive internet. The internet has been the revolution. The internet has created a unity consciousness, of a common sense in the collective field, the collective conscience of global humanity. So you've got this unity and diversity spirit that's on the Great Seal of the United States, you know, e pluribus unum, out of many one. That's what's happening in the world right now. And the power trips of the power elite are exposed. I mean, there's full disclosure going on all these dimensions of manipulation, social, political, and economic, where they create and manage disease, war, and freaking death on, you know, hell on earth, you know, basically, with their profiting from disease and war and depopulation, which has been their agenda with the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And since for the last 100 years, they've had a depopulation agenda. These are the, we've read about them. I report on them a lot. Eugenicists, they're into eugenics, reducing population of the quote unquote useless eaters. And they've got their agenda that is failing because, and you can read this, it's kind of actually, it sounds like it's negative, and you've got some of the most evil people over the last 20 years, their images in the, you know, on the top of this video, because these are the ones that are, you know, have been creating the terror, the domestic global terror, war, disease, death, and hell, you know, to profit from it and to own and control in the process more of the human and physical resources of humanity. So, again, the byline there is the desperate failing plan of the deep state. It's got a transcript. It's only a 5-minute video. You can read the transcript if you want. If you can process truth better from your left brain than your right brain, then read the transcript. Anyway, next video that follows is called Plandemic, the Big Lie Infamy in Retrospect. You know, outrageous satire plus enlightened commentary from one of my favorite satirists, comedians, J.P. Sears, Awaken with J.P. So you've got him interviewing Mickey Willis regarding the video, the blockbuster video that's been watched by about 1 billion people called Plandemic. And it's like, this is like a blast from the 3-year past. And the shakeout, truth of all, what's come out of it. And anyway, he has amazing satire in the beginning of it. Then he gets into a long commentary with Mickey Willis, who produced the video Plandemic. It was a plan, folks. They planned it. The execution went bad. It's blowing up in their face. And it's like for the mass awakening of public to realize how the healthcare system became a disease care system that was profiting from the creating and management of disease. This is more than a lot of people. People, look, you know, I don't mean to be, when I say sheeple, you know, when I, the followers of authorities, that nobody wants to believe that the healthcare system is killing them or hurting them in any way, because, you know, it's healthcare. It's not, it's called healthcare, but it's like the Federal Reserve Bank. It's not federal and it has no reserves. It's privately owned. The healthcare system, the disease care system, is privately owned by special interests that have a vested interest in creating and managing disease, not preventing it. That's not their business model, preventing disease. It's treating disease. And once people realize that and wake up to, and this is what they are waking up, I'd say most of the people worldwide are realizing how freaking corrupt the war profiteers and disease profiteers, you know, the newly minted billionaires from creating and managing vaccines, which then create 10 times more profits from all the disease that they create with drugs for whatever ails you, you know, treating the disease. I mean, it's like, I mean, I think, and there's a cartoon that says maybe it's time to reexamine the influence of the Rockefeller and Gates foundations in modern medicine. And you've got this whole kind of like a zombie mob in this big giant indoor hall. And they've got this eye, they're looking, you know, like kind of zombie eyes, and they've all got masks on, and they've all got t-shirts on that say, trust the science, which was, you know, the masking. And so this understanding of masking, for example, there's an article that follows this cartoon that says, CDC's own scientists have found that masks are ineffective for COVID, but the agency recommended them anyway. Even though their own scientists knew and they found that the masks were ineffective for COVID, but they recommended them anyway. And the reason being is they actually cause disease, dis-ease. You know, you're breathing your CO2 that you're supposed to exhale, and you're not getting as much oxygen, you know, which you got to have. And it weakens the immune system. Did any of the doctors tell you that? You know, well, they found it out now. It's kind of common sense when you think about it. You know, I mean, was it mass psychosis, hypnosis? Or was it misdirected social conscience that goes along to get along? You know, everyone wearing a mask. Or was it both? Was it both mass? Both a form of mass psychosis and misdirected social conscience. You know, you care so much about everyone that you have to wear a mask yourself. You know, that was kind of the rationale that you were really, it was a social, your social conscience is because you cared for others. When they weren't telling us that the masks was weakening the immune system because we weren't able to exhale our CO2 wastes as well, and we weren't able to inhale the oxygen we needed as well. So it weakens the immune system. Common sense now can say that. So anyway, moving on, and I've got a lot to cover. I'm about halfway through it, so I'm going to have to move along. There was a quote here that really kind of says it, that sums it up about this whole issue of the masking. And this goes like this. This is from the Doug Casey newsletter. He says, quote, "The thing with humans is they're social creatures. The majority go along to get along and don't want to ruffle feathers. It's why so many wore those stupid face masks, despite agreeing with you when you pointed out, exasperated, that they were so obviously completely pointless, and I would say actually harmful. They'd nod their heads, mumble, and then put them on anyway. And what for? You know, the 18-year-old pimple-faced teenager at the supermarket asking where your mask was, or the overweight middle-aged Karen at the gas station doing the same? Of course, the answer was to laugh at them and go about your business like the sovereign individual that you are, but most didn't and most won't. That's just how it is. I call it the justice that just is." So that's how it is. By Doug Casey, from the Doug Casey newsletter. So I shift energy here and I go into an infographic that explains the future of medicine is frequency. Did you know that our soul is composed of harmonics? I mean, you can look at any disease, dis-ease, as a form of disharmony. And there's no organ system in the body that's not affected by sound, music, and vibration. So, again, we're talking about quantum medicine. The future of medicine is frequency. And then as far as mentation goes, there's a keynote at this point of the newsletter narrative that says quantum think is a real thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of quantum think before, but the brain holodeck, you know, between your ears, it's like there's an energy field. It's a torus field, actually. There's a torus field that corresponds to torus field around the earth. So the hemispheres of the brain and the hemispheres of the earth, left brain linear logical, western hemisphere is left brain dominant. We read left to right on a page. Right hemisphere, orientals are more nonlinear. They read from right to left on a page. They're more intuitive. And the brain holodeck, you know, between the ears, like this field, it's like a transceiver. It transmits and it receives source code. Now, understanding source code, you might say the fractal order of the holographic universe, is a whole thing on itself. And I have a link on source code, which is quite amazing. Love codes. And you can also go to the website that I link quite often on the field, the quantum field and source code. So there's an infographic at this point where Nikola Tesla is holding up like a ball of energy. And he's saying, quote, "My brain is only a receiver. In the universe, there is a core from which we obtain knowledge, strength, and inspiration. I have not penetrated into the secrets of this core, but I know that it exists. That was Nikola Tesla, about 100 years ago. Developed all this quantum science, all this quantum stuff that made so many technologies obsolete, like Rockefeller's big oil and the pharmaceutical, drugs, big pharma. Because of energetic healing, free energy from the quantum field, all these techniques have been suppressed for 100 years. So coming into Aquarius, the frequency of love, as in frequently, heart coherence. This is the key to personal and planetary mind congruence. You can't be mind congruent unless you're heart coherent. It's quantum field dynamics. The understanding of heart coherence is a harmonic core, like the still mountain lake that reflects the heavens, and you can look through to the subterranean stuff. When the mind is, you've got to have harmonics. The frequency of love as the fractal order, it's actually a frequency of the heart. When it's in the energies of holy compassion and joy, there is a frequency. It's actually a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in that frequency. And this is according to Dan Winter, who I've had on my radio show several times over the years. He's brilliant. If you look up Dan Winter, explaining all this very technically, but it's understandable. And if you have a mind for the energies of God, love, source, I am, the energies of the quantum field, the fractal energies in the field, and the combination of right dynamic energy fields, round magnetic energy fields, radiant energy fields, the combination of this threefold flame, you might say, throughout all creation in the harmonics of the universe, are blending in an infinite number of ways. So the idea of, with heart coherence for mind congruence is a unified field of conscientious common sense can be framed along more enlightened lines of universal law language for upgrade of core constitutional freedoms by way of Heartware's universal interface. Now, you can't tell from listening, but if you're following along in the narrative, there are three hyperlinks going into: one, universal law language; two, core constitutional freedoms, upgrade of core constitutional freedoms, I should say, what that will look like; and three, Heartware's universal interface, a universal interface for global mass-to-mass interaction as will quicken our social conscience in global social networks. So I'm reporting from the narrative about two-thirds of the way down on the Tucker Putin interview that I was just published yesterday. And I'm going into, at this point, some principles and processes of understanding cosmic love as far as geometric ordered divinity and how to know thyself in the image and likeness of this God, love, source, wisdom. And with the understanding that you can't give to others what you don't have for yourself. So processes for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience will define the spirit of Aquarius, of true cosmic, universal, etheric love at the highest level. This understanding of involving and evolving, this process of co-creation, this creative ascent process, is a process of involving and evolving our individual and collective conscientious common sense. Because when you become more conscious of how we are conscious, that's being proactive. Now, reactive is not being aware of how you're not aware. And so you just react to situations because you don't see it coming. You're not conscious of how you are conscious. You're not conscious of what's going on in individually or collectively, what's going on in our conscious. When you're not aware, you're blindsided. It's like in astrology, the purpose of studying transits and looking at your personal transits, what's coming up with your astrology, for example, half of the purpose of knowing what's going on in the collective consciousness with astrology, psychology, or your own psychology, astrology, like, for example, your personal transits. Half of mastery of upcoming problems that you're not is knowing what the problems are. Half of overcoming any problem is knowing, having a good definition of the problem. Problem solving begins with a good definition of the problem. And if you have a test with your transits, with your astrology, psychology, or if there's one in the collective consciousness, which there's a big one going on right now, it's like the global revolution in higher consciousness is an exact parallel to what was going on in the collective consciousness of colonial America with the revolution in the 13 American colonies back in 1776. We're at a kind of a parallel place in time. If you take the astrology psychology of Pluto, which is, you know, the whole thing of power and transformation in your astrology, but you can just look at the world situation. You can see how we're at the same point where sovereignty is the real issue. And this is something that I've been discussing a lot on my radio show, that this whole issue of the United States of America and sovereignty then, and the United Sovereigns of Earth and sovereignty now, this is a huge process of becoming and learning and discovering and utilizing and mastering what's referred to as the keys to the kingdom, where king in kingdom is an acronym for the keys to internalization of God, love, source, I am, all it is. Keys to internalization. And this understanding of being sovereign king with those keys to the internalization of God, love, source, I am. You know, common sense is really a unified field of awareness. And we're moving from the Great Awakening to the Great Enlightenment globally. We're not there yet. It's happening. Some people are there. A lot of people are there. And it only takes about 1-3% in networking, in social network, about 1-3% whose sphere of influence is the 20% who do 80% of the networking. It takes very few now with the internet. And this is what's going on with the internet, the instant everywhere interactive internet. There's been a culturing of social conscience in our global social network. There's a quickening of unity and diversity. E pluribus unum, out of many one, as on the great seal of the United States. So now we're moving from the United States of Earth. There's a global sovereignty that's in process with Aquarius. Aquarius is collective consciousness. Aquarius is community. Aquarius is communications, innovation, you know, technology for culturing unity and diversity. This is what's happening. This is the global phenomena that we're seeing. So it's a process of involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness with the language of consciousness, the language of light, and the laws of cosmic universal love. So at the very highest level, the understanding of human love is universal love, cosmic love for global social conscience in our global social networks. So how do you involve and evolve, you know, individual and collective consciousness? There's links I provide on Global Telecom, Global Telecare, how it works for upgrading our five core internet freedoms and upgrading self-care sovereignty for the owning and owning your own life with free online self-care services with self-perfecting database standards for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease. Possible now. It's been possible for a long time, just like a lot of technologies are suppressed, like free energy technologies that makes, you know, petrochemicals obsolete, even solar and wind generated electricity obsolete. You don't need all that infrastructure. There's all kinds of ways to get clean, free energy without, for the individual, for the cars, for the, you know, for the homes, you know, for, you know, for independence, sovereignty, where you can live on a mountaintop and put water, you know, if you, as long as you got water, you put the water, you can get, there's all kinds of free energy devices from the frequency devices that'll split the the H2O molecule into hydrogen and oxygen, so then you can burn the hydrogen with the oxygen and generate electricity. This has been known for 50 years. It's been suppressed for 50 years. Some of you know that I gave a presentation, Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop, you know, on how communications could be upgraded, 5-core internet freedoms. This was almost 50 years ago this year. And they decided to do the 1-month-long World Game Studies Workshop, Bucky Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop. They decided to do the study on hydrogen technology conversion. And they published a book out of that workshop called Energy, Earth, and Everyone. You can Google that, Energy, Earth, and Everyone. And the World Game Studies Workshop did the over the month, did the research and put that book together. That technology, like I say, has existed for 50 years. Of course, the quantum free energy technology has existed for 100 years. Tesla developed it and has been suppressed. But this is what's being liberated. You would not believe how many free energy devices have been installed and operational all over the planet, along with hydrogen conversion vehicles and home generators and little, you know, there's kits you can buy on the internet for taking the carburetor on your little Honda generator and splitting it with a little frequency device that you put on there. It splits the hydrogen and oxygen and combines them so you can put water in the fuel tank and run on water. I'm serious. I've seen them. I've followed them for years. It's very low profile to fly under the radar. You've got to have certain connections to even get these in your feeds because these feeds are usually suppressed by Google and Facebook. That's not common knowledge. But when you network as much as I do, you see a lot of it, and I've been seeing it for 50 years. Anyway, I pretty much covered this one, and I want to get into the other one a little bit. I've got some inspirational keynotes, infographics that you can perhaps get inspired with, but I wanted to go on while I have time to the second and the third article. I at least wanted to reference what's going on in them. So I published this newsletter, Gaza Genocide Pole Shift and the Solar Flash, just, what was it, 3 days ago? Let's see. It was February 6th, so it was 4 days ago. And it created a tremor in the forest. And I say this right up front. Again, Gaza Genocide Pole Shift and the Solar Flash. This is the shit sandwich I talked about, referred to before. So I say, either we quicken collective conscience, you know, mitigate deep state madness, or it's over, folks. Mass immorality has consequences. The in-our-face Gaza genocide is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, if you think that Atlantean genetic engineering was bad, you know, whereby the universe ordained, you know, pole shift and biblical flood, well, then you can appreciate how serious is the consequent for genetic modifying organisms in food and vaccines today. I mean, on the Pfizer website, it admits right there that mRNA vaccines, they're not vaccines, they're actually gene therapy. That's what they call them. So they're modifying the genes of the body in food and vaccines. So in the process, it's making crap out of our DNA, and there is no future in that for humanity, making crap out of our DNA. So, I mean, this is serious. So what are the consequences? Mass immorality has... I'm saying that this insanity we're seeing in the world, you know, making those special interests have a vested interest in making a killing on disease and war, that's got to end one way or the other. Well, either we get our act together with, you know, the Jonah and Nineveh scenario, where Jonah tells him, you know, either repent, get your act together, or you're going to die. You know, that's why he was spit up out of the whale, you know, when he was trying to run away and didn't want to go tell him. It's a great story. I don't know if it's true, but the point is, prophecy is a warning. And I mean, even Jonah was kind of teed off when they repented, and then God didn't, you know, create his wrath. Well, what would be repenting right now? Well, it would be stopping the genetic and screwing up with the DNA and the genetics of the human body through all the forces that do that. And what's it going to take to do that? I mean, is it, you know, this video is about, how long is it? It's 7 minutes long. It's from suspicious observers. I've been following their credibility and the quality of their material for years. This 7-minute video is very congruent about the Earth will turn over when the pole shifts sooner or later. It happens every about 12,000 years, and all the signs with the moving of the North Pole has been moving very quickly from the U.S. Out across towards Siberia. The magnetic North Pole has been moving, and there's all the portents for a magnetic pole shift and a pole shift, physical pole shift, are shaping up. That's serious. I mean, the whole point of this is all the other, you know, all the other worldly problems, you know, don't mean anything compared to this. If this is true, there, I mean, it's so, you know, these are issues that we either get our act together or there's, it's like truth or consequences. And this is the kind of truth telling that, like I say, it's a shit sandwich. Nobody wants to hear it. But if this is true, all the other crisis of the world right now is minor. It's nothing by comparison. So we don't want to think about it. It's like a lot of people don't want to think about that Putin is actually restoring Christian values in Russia, and that the U.S. has been the bad guy and virtually antichrist and trying to create an enemy so they can, you know, wage war with them. You know, they're like the military industrial complex doesn't have a purpose if there's no war. I mean, you know, they don't have a purpose. So they create it, you know, with one false flag after another is what we've seen. So we're kind of at that point where people are waking up to this insanity. That's a good thing. And hopefully, you know, that's like, I don't mean to scare the bejesus out of people with this Gaza genocide pole shift stuff, you know, and the karmic consequences for this kind of insanity on the earth right now. But is it the mercy of the great law that the Galactic Council or the Great Karmic Board would decide, you know, before a greater evil comes upon the earth with screwing up our DNA so there's no future for humanity? Is it the mercy of the great law that they have a pole shift, minor or, you know, some kind of a, you know, I don't know. I don't know how it works. All I know is that, you know, to the extent that we can turn things around, you know, with conscientious common sense, you know, and then the evolution, revolution, revelations, you know, then we would mitigate. It has the potential to mitigate the worst case scenarios, I would hope, I would think. And of course, there's always what's called highly specialized, or there's different kinds of judgment, so to speak, collectively that could happen to basically slow down the insanity or stop the insanity. But it could, I mean, you get either an EMP pulse over the United States, you know, knocks out the electronics, or a solar ejecta corona pulse from the sun, you know, could screw up the electronics of the planet and do roasty toasty on half the planet and create, you know, the kind of burning on half the planet that clouds up the earth for years with a nuclear winter effect and throwing us into an ice age. There's all kinds of scenarios like that that could happen. I don't like to think that it would be the mercy of the great law that happened, but I mean, could it keep a worst evil from coming upon us? You know, God forbid that it gets that bad, but we've got several things going on that is creating disintegration of civility on the planet. One of them is the ongoing vaccine agenda, which hasn't stopped. They keep pushing boosters. There's an article here, COVID injections cause spikes in cancer, heart failure, brain disorders, and VAIDS, vaccine-acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Again, resulting in various types of cancer, heart disease, and brain disorders. Well, we know that now, but, you know, this is horrible stuff. How do you stop it? The power trips of the power elite seem to be, you know, obsessive compulsive almost to reduce population so it's easier for them to come out of the shelters or otherwise, rule over the masses after whatever's coming. That's, again, there's all kinds of scenarios. But point is, with this compendium, with karmic quickening, there's a thought form process that kind of keeps this all in perspective. That is, centering and connecting in the all-seeing eye of the hurricane, where it is calm and coherent. You know, the eye of the hurricane, concentrated 5D vortex vision at the eye. It's like it's actually a torus field. And while the fierce swirling winds of geopolitical transformation are going on to morph the 3D matrix of reality, keeping calm and coherent. Again, you got to be heart coherent to be mind congruent, to have, you know, the God vision, you know, the all-seeing eye of the hurricane. So that's the thought form process to deal with all the World War III stuff that's in the news. I mean, the U.S. Struck 85 targets in Iraq and Syria this last week, including from B-1 bombers. You know, they're bombing all over the Middle East to trigger Iran to start the war, that they can say that, you know, they started it after the U.S. does all this bombing stuff. So this is the crazy, you know, bombing for peace, you know. Biden saying that the U.S. does not see conflict in the Middle East while he's actively dropping bombs there. I mean, we're talking about crazy. And this goes on to into more of the crazy stuff, you know, bomb Iran. You know, they've been trying to start a war with Iran for, what, the last 20 years? And then I kind of segue into some other information on China and the U.N. are fueling the invasion of America. And how and why that China and U.N. are fueling the infection of America. The Chinese population didn't get the mRNA vaccines. And this is a very balanced video that goes on to explain the seriousness there. And I go on, and I have some funny infomercial cartoons, you know, and other features in this compendium, this second one, to kind of lighten it up a little bit. One is the 7th Annual Fake News Awards for the Corbett Report. I watch that every year. It's always got some brilliant, good points there. Including the fake news story of the year, you know, and find out all the apocalyptically horrifying extravaganza of media mendacity known as the fake news awards. Got to check that out. Watch at least the last 5 minutes is what I'm saying. There's some other infographics and articles that I highly recommend this compendium if you have a chance to look at them. For those who are following the narrative, I'm going to skip to the piece I did about 10 days ago called Liberating Earth with Aquarian Sensibilities. Now, I'm going to finish this up just by saying this is what some people would prefer to read this compendium first on Liberating Earth with these Aquarian energies, because this is what we've been in the last several days with both the moon and the sun in Aquarius. So I'm finishing up with this note that there are frequencies, spiritual language, energies, frequencies, language of the angels, law of the angles, universal law, language, first principles for the Aquarian age, for a higher concept of Aquarian love, cosmic love, universal law, language, love, that will define and refine the Aquarian age of more light and love, easier and faster. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's the whole theme of this last piece from 10 days ago. Could be your first piece if you want more of a positive overview. Of course, there's some satire and some other points, and there's an interview I had with David Christopher Lewis you can click on regarding his new book, Kuan Yin, on mercy, forgiveness, and the Bodhisattva path. That was a really, really good interview, and David came through even with a message from Kuan Yin in the end, I think the last part of this interview. So for those who are not familiar with Kuan Yin, like the Bodhisattva of Bodhisattvas in the East and the Eastern spirit and frequency of love and action, Holy Spirit, vital flame, Holy Spirit, love and action, mercy, forgiveness. Love is forgiving. Forgiveness. Love is forgiving. So here's to more light and love, easier and faster. I want to thank everyone for listening today. I went into cosmic love in a way with the higher frequencies that I have not always done. Forgive me for that. I'm not always, the energy has not always as cosmic, mystical, and deep as it is now. So today with the sun and moon going through Aquarius, a lot of really, it's lightened things up. The Tucker interview, it's been, you know, the last couple of days have been just like, it's lightened things up in the collective consciousness of humanity. So hopefully you heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.